And now back to the morning show.
Good. Back in 8:45 on this 19th of February, President's Day. I'm Marcia Maycumber, your host here until 10 o'clock this morning. And we've got Susan Kirsch with us for Catalysts for Local Control right here in the North Bay. Catalysts for Local Control is a wonderful grassroots organization that people can join from all over, but they are watchdogs for our state government, helping to advise on what is really important to their constituents. And how do you do that? You stay involved. You let your representatives know what you think of what they're doing and what they're voting on and bringing to the forefront. So good morning, Susan. Great to have you here.
Good morning, Marcia. Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. What's on the agenda today for Catalysts?
Well, you know, I want to just start acknowledging President's Day and that it's a national holiday. And the thing I love about this President's Day, just in its simplest form, is how we have George Washington, who, with the story, yes, he chopped down the cherry tree, which is probably a myth, but that
yes.
he was has the reputation of telling the truth. And Lincoln, with the reputation for being mindful of slavery and taking at great risk and with considerable contention, ending slavery. So, and focusing That's on freedom right. for everyone. So what a special day to be able to then be talking about what Catalyst is doing in the way in which we're trying to inspire more and more people, both elected officials and local neighborhood and community leaders, to emulate the courage of a Washington or a Lincoln in the work we're doing and however we can find the niche that we can feel like we can mm-hmm. make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So Catalysts, I mean, we are cooking. We're working very hard to dispel that myth that if you give up local control over planning and land use and your housing element and zoning, if you give that up, you will get affordable housing. And so anybody who's listening today who has a chance tonight at 5 o'clock to tune in to our weekly Catalyst call. It's every Monday from 5 to 6. We have an amazing speaker tonight. Eric Filseth has been an eight-year member of the Palo Alto City Council and was mayor for a couple of those years. So he's talking tonight around a theme that the title of his slide deck is called Why Haven't the State Housing Laws Produced Housing Relief? And he's getting at a couple of things, basically raising this question of how cities pretty much have been forced through state laws for which communities have had very little opportunity to have input, that we've given up building locations, we've given up setbacks, we've given up on density, we've given up on having impact and input. There's so many things that people, cities have given up with a promise that we would gain relief from homelessness or the expense of housing. But just to give you a little preview of the data that Eric Filseth has gathered that he will be sharing tonight, let me just give you three examples of what his research is showing. Since 2017, when legislators started making this big push of top-down, father knows best, they would impose mandates, homelessness has increased by 31% since 2017. Medium rent costs have increased by 38%. And there has been no significant increase in housing production. So he will be digging into like why there's not an increase in housing production, how big a cost it's been for the whole state to be under almost this trauma of trying to do something that makes no sense. Because if we go back to the numbers, the RENA numbers, regional housing need allocation numbers, the state audit raised questions about the reliability of those numbers. And more people are understanding these numbers are not realistic and they're not achievable. So Catalyst is working with our Monday night Catalyst calls and with occasional town hall meetings where we have a little bit more time for Q&A to alert our statewide, you know, interested parties in the facts, the real evidence about what's going on, to dispel that myth that it's a housing crisis that the state is solving when it is a issue of affordability. There's such an issue of affordability because of the widening gap. But what the state is doing is making it worse.
That's quite fascinating. Now, our listeners should know there's a couple of key things they have to do. They can join in and listen to your speaker this evening at 5 for free, but they need to go to the site and register in advance. Are you doing that this year?
Pointing that out.
Okay. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, our website is Catalysts, making that plural, so it sounds like you're lisping Catalysts, CA for California. So catalystsca.org. That will get you to our website. And then once you're on our website, you know, then you will see the button right at the top that says, you know, register here. You have to register once to be able to get into the Catalyst call, but then you're good. If you save that link into your calendar for every Monday night, you'll be able to get in without re-registering.
There you go. So it's just a one-time thing if you haven't done it before. So that's the essential part of it. So that's
just to say, we've been having 30 to 35 people on the calls, people coming from all over the state. So we're getting a very rich mix of conversation of people from Southern California and, you know, not so far any far north than Sacramento, but we would, you know, anybody's welcome. And it's a, just a opportunity to keep learning more and having ideas for what kind of action everybody can take.
Right.
I'm always encouraging, take action, do something.
Do something. And I know that another one of your things is, you know, each week the call has kind of a different theme. So last week's was all about those RENA number calculations. And where the flaws were in the formula, so to speak. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes. Wow. And to say another part of keeping track of our website address is that we have a growing body of research evidence. It's available to anybody, everybody, for free. So the presentation a week ago was by a leader in Santa Monica, a former chief financial business planner with Warner Brothers and Walt Disney Company. So he was working at a very high level to know how to look at forecasts and projections and the numbers and trends. So he has compiled many, many examples of that for looking at RENA numbers. Mm-hmm. And he gave an in-depth presentation with charts and graphs that are also available on our website of how these numbers that the state is telling us are the truth. George Washington would not agree, I don't think, with the assessment of those numbers. He's got the data that's showing these numbers are being made up and they're not substantiated. And going back then to Eric Filsa's talk tonight, he's with his research has found that it has cost communities, city councils or boards of supervisors, county or city governing agencies, between probably $4 and $5 billion, just the cities, for costs. This is total costs, total statewide costs, but the costs that they've incurred for needing to hire consultants to help them with the housing element, because the housing element became so complicated with such threats coming from the governor or the attorney general that if cities didn't get it right, they could be liable to lawsuits or loss of funding. Right. So cities have spent this, like, say, $4 billion for the consultants. They have had to add additional staff to be able to do the tracking and monitoring. So it is a really great disservice. And again, if you look to us, the citizens, the constituents, like, where's all that money going? And what do they have to show for it? Which is pretty much a goose egg.
Ugh, frustrating.
You know, and just to give an example of that, in yesterday's Marin Independent Journal, there's the story about how San Rafael has hired, this is a new community development and economic development manager. Mm-hmm. And this person will be making $217,000 a year because they need someone to monitor what the state has required cities and counties to put in place. So if we just think that that's maybe a little higher
like a compliance than what some officer.
People are right. making in other areas, think with what do we have, 500 and something cities in mm-hmm. the state? Just multiply that number out, and we're not solving homelessness, we're not getting housing that is affordable, and there's not even an increase in meaningful production with funding for housing that's affordable. So it's really quite a mess, and we need everybody to be behaving as presidential as they can in addressing this problem.
Point well taken. And speaking of addressing the problems, Catalyst not only holds these weekly Monday evening calls, but you have other actions that you take. You talked to me, off air about just take action. Can you talk a little bit about what else Catalyst works on and has, planned out?
Yes. So Catalyst will be doing a lobby day in Sacramento. We thought it was going to be in March, but we're now looking at a date in a Tuesday in April. And I'll just explain why we did that. We chose our date, months ago. We were really pleased with having that date and planning time. But what we found out is that the Bay Area Council, this is that huge, like $6 million organization in Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. which is made up of the big companies of the Amazons and the Microsoft
Meta,
and Facebook,
right.
all of those who are members of that, all of the big banks, and it is a economic think tank for how to keep the Bay Area strong using an important weave of education and housing and economics and environmental and all of those kinds of things. So the agency itself has some really good points. However, it has always been in favor of the build model for housing mm-hmm. and centralized power away from local communities and into the hands of regional or state agencies. So we found out they had chosen March 19th as their lobby day and promoting it with the number of receptions and the number of hotshots and all of the things that they were going to be doing. And we briefly entertained the idea of being the David in the Goliath day and decided we would not have a chance to be putting our best foot forward if we kept that date. So that's a brand new decision. Anybody who's interested to please contact me through the Catalyst website, mm-hmm. that we would love to have some more people from Sonoma and further north joining us. The lobby day is open to anybody from around the state. We'll be meeting with the members of the Assembly and Senate housing committees. So it's a really big deal, and it's a lot of fun. People from last year were saying it was eye-opening, and the networking and interactions among your colleagues around the state is really another mm-hmm. benefit, in addition to getting our point of view presented with evidence from sessions like tonight's, that why they're off on the wrong track, and we need a corrective measure.
Right. And I know that part of your lobby days is also that you provide some training and assistance to those who want to participate and go to help them understand this is actually what we do step by step to be effective.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remind me of back in the most of my career has been as an educator. So it is that idea of how do you prepare people, not for the test, except that in a way Sacramento is our test for being able to be ready with a presentation that's clear, with evidence, persuasive, well-delivered, et cetera, et cetera. So we're really looking to make sure it's a success for everybody who participates.
Exciting. We've been talking with Susan Kirsch. She is the founder and CEO of Catalyst for Local Control, a North Bay advocacy group for better local government control. Essentially, and watchdog of all those things. So again, go to the website catalysts.ca.org to register for the 5 p.m. meeting today. You can listen in to hear what the speaker has to say on this